We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
To ensure your warehouse and equipment are running right, and where you can purchase new and pre-owned Crown and Unicarrier equipment, find out how you can give your business a lift at mhslift.com. To stream 94 WIP, get our podcast, and all the latest stories in Philadelphia sports, go to the all-new 94WIP.com.
2020 Sports on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
924, now that the Phillies are relevant again, you got to go to MLB Network like I do all day, every day, because they have a great MLB Network, MLB Central. We have an analyst there, Mark DeRosa, with us. He is also the host of Play Ball, which tomorrow at 10 a.m. on MLB Network will feature Reese Hoskins, and that's going to be very cool. And Mark DeRosa once was a teammate of the man of the hour, Bryce Harper. Hi, Mark DeRosa.
How you doing?
Mark, we are all euphoric here today. We couldn't be happier about what happened. Did you see your old teammate, Bryce Harper, hit that ball last night?
Oh, I saw it. I was locked in. I couldn't believe I was saying to myself, here are the Cubbies fighting for a division title, and they're going to the pen pulling Pedro Strop for a Derek Holland Bryce Harper matchup. I'm like, ugh, this might end bad for the Cubbies.
Mark, you did play with Bryce in 2012. That would have been right at the beginning of his career. What was he like then?
I think Bryce was awesome. Awesome teammate. I always say this. He didn't grow up the way 99% of us that made it to the big leagues grew up. This guy has led a different life from probably 14 years old, everything being chronicled and under a microscope. So the Bryce Harper that walked into the clubhouse in 2012 in Washington was way more human than I thought he was going to be. He was one of the boys instantly. The talent was and confidence was for days. But I always say this, at the end of the day, when we go on those bus trips and there's a little rookie hazing to be done, he sang on the bus. He got dressed up with the rest of the rookies. He did all the things that everyone on that bus had to do their rookie year, and he did it with a smile on his face. So for that, I would forever be in his foxhole.
Mark, I'm watching him last night, and before the home run, I'm feeling like he couldn't want a bigger moment than that, that he lives for that, and that he felt – you could see him. He was, like, charged up even before he was coiled, ready to do it. Is that because he's been a baseball player his whole life? Tell me a little bit about that characteristic of wanting to be in the moment, even though some of the times you're going to fail it.
Yeah, I think that's what makes him special. I think guys can kind of hide behind the fact they can say they want the moment, but when the chips are on the line, you know, maybe they want to pass it to a teammate. He's always wanted, whether he's going to succeed or fail, he's always wanted that moment, and kind of the way the storybook has been written for him, he's been thrust into those situations. You know, I'm getting prepared to go on the air at 10 o'clock, and obviously he's going to lead the show. And we're kind of going through a timeline of some of the things he's accomplished in his career. Obviously, team-wise, Washington Nationals haven't done much and won a postseason berth when he was on their roster. But on the flip side of that, he's just had some signature moments where – you can't help but everyone wants to go to who's the face of baseball. And if it's all-encompassing, kind of everything, I get it. It's Mike Trout. He's the most talented. But, man, is Bryce the most polarizing.
Yeah, and fun. He's exciting for us here.
The sprint around the bases, to see him, the way he cooked around those bases, he was running on clouds.
All right, but, Mark, I got to tell you the truth. I'm giving more credit for this week to Charlie Manuel.
Come on.
I know.
Mark,
I don't have that much credibility here, so don't worry about it, but I've been doing it for 30 years. Here's the thing, though. Charlie did change the karma around the team.
Oh, yeah.
And I need you to explain that to us, because the minute they announced Charlie was here, the team kind of picked up its step a little bit. What's going on with that?
I hate trying to guess what goes on in someone else's clubhouse. All I can go back to is the 8 different ones that I've been in. I think for me, though, that stuff can't be measured, and it's super important. The guys in today's game are just flooded with numbers, and they're ripped apart on a daily basis in the media and probably in their own clubhouses, which is metrics and math equations and how you're being pitched, and this is how you should be getting the bat through the zone at this angle and blah, blah, blah. And I think sometimes people lose sight of the fact that they're human beings. This is not robotic. If Rhys Hoskins gets a pitch in the upper quadrant of the zone, it doesn't mean he's going to miss it every time or hit it every time. It's day to day. And I think Charlie brings that competitive, humanizing, real understanding how difficult the game can be, psychologist. He brings that everyman to the clubhouse that the guys sometimes need. I know I needed it. Flood me with the numbers before the game, but once the game starts, it needs to be like Little League in the dugout, where we're having fun and jacking around with the guys. I can't have it just be 3 hours of math. Yeah. And I'm trying to stand in the right spots and swing at the right pitches. Otherwise, my OPS plus is going down and I'm being moved in the order. I think Charlie has a way of in blending both, but once the game starts, really making it about the guys.
I love that answer, Mark. I got to, in Philadelphia, as much as we derive joy from the winning of our teams, we even enjoy it more when the opponent is suffering. How bad a loss was that for the Cubs last night?
Yeah, it's a terrible loss. I think for me, they got to get their bullpen figured out. I mean, that's just the bottom line. They're running names out of the bullpen and asking guys to do things that I don't think the back of the jersey says they're going to be capable of doing. I really don't. Like, that's the way I looked at it. It was a terrible loss, but they got to somehow figure out bullpen options. Derek Holland's been a very, very good big league pitcher for a while, but to expect him to come out of the pen and be a lockdown lefty against Bryce Harper in that situation, I just think you're putting him in a position to fail.
All right, I need to know a bit about Rhys Hoskins. You work with him on Play Ball. I actually watch it. I love the show.
It's a good show. It's great.
Do we like him leading off?
Right. I thought it was crazy, but it seems to have worked out the last couple of days. Mark, what was Rhys like working with on this feature?
I love Rhys because he reminds me of Buster Posey. When I met Buster in 2010 with the Giants, he was a rookie, but he carried himself like he was 35 and had been in the league for a long time and knew things that I didn't learn until I had 7 or 8 years in the big leagues. And when I met Rhys for the first time, that's how he kind of carries himself, like very classy, very business oriented, knows what he's trying to accomplish at the plate, knows what his strengths and weaknesses are. So I love talking hitting with a guy like that.
Tomorrow, 10 a.m., don't miss it, and don't miss MLB Central and all the great MLB stuff, because it's fun now, man. This is the best time of the year, Mark.
This is great.
Thank you so much for coming out with us today. Really
appreciate
it.
All right, thanks for having me.
Mark DeRosa with some great insights into what's going on. I want you to hear Joe Wechter.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.